Welcome to Circus Future's European Circus Conversations, a series of podcasts featuring traditional and contemporary circus professionals from across Europe. My name is Laura Murphy. I'm a UK-based contemporary circus artist and a Circus Next Laureate. This podcast features Daris Huesca Fumagalli, a circus artist and all-round performer from Italy. Daris will tell us about his own circus journey and talk about what he feels constitutes innovation in circus.
Hi, my name is Daris Huesca Fumagalli. I was born in the north of Italy 68 years ago in circus. My family has been in the circus for at least 4 or 5 generations. All my family in Rome, they're working with their own little show. And afterwards, they went into the cinema, like it did my father, Federico Fumagalli, starred with the famous director of cinema, Italian director, Federico Fellini. He did his clown from Fellini, Amarcord, and so on. So I start rehearsing in the circus in the morning. We meet everybody, kids, everybody, inside the circus tent, in the ring, and that was the meeting place. We were together, we practiced together, we went to school together with the kids of the circus, from town to town, of course. And there we start to do our journey in circus. We start to practice whatever was available, juggling, handstand, teeter board, and so on. When you do that all together with the other kids around, it was like a competition there, who did best. And that gave you the motivation. Do not forget that the circus at that time, it was really hard. It was hard because you did all that nearly in the darkness in the morning inside the tent, because it was one lamp and very cold in the winter, of course, and in the summer boiling hot. So it wasn't easy, you know, the condition. I know that many today, like the circus school and so on, there are beautiful places with mattress, with all the facility, the safety, lunge, ropes. We didn't have all that. We just went in the ring and practiced naturally with some adults that they know a bit more than us. And that was a wonderful experience. Until I start to work in the ring, I think when I was about 12, I start to do a wire act with my brother-in-law, which he was from Germany. And the act was absolutely brilliant, if you know the fella boys. Head-to-head on the wire, teeterboard on the wire. It was a very, very strong act for those days. And we start to travel around. We left Italy, we went to Spain, and then we did TV shows in Windsor. I remember here in England, in Billy Smart Christmas show. Fantastic place. It was an amazing experience. If you think of those years to travel from Italy to England, it was like today that you went to the United States from Europe. Same way. That's how was the traveling in those years. And we hope always when we were on the road that the truck or the car would make all this journey without any breakdown. So it was very interesting. My first TV shows, like I said, Billy Smart with all those beautiful acts, because the show was absolutely top for those years. We are talking about here in 67, 68, something like that. And then after Billy Smart, I think we went to Southampton and we took the boat and we went down to South Africa. We went down to South Africa to work in South Africa with Boswell Wilkie Circus. I thought to myself, you know, when we went down, I thought to myself that South Africa, wow, what's going to be there? I thought it was maybe 50 years behind. And when we arrived with the boat after 12 days of journey to Cape Town, I was astonished how modern was South Africa in those years. Wow, it was incredible. Beautiful Table Mountain and that beautiful blue sky and super modern. Wow, I thought, like I said before, Africa, wow, God, it's going to be really all the animals and behind the people 45, 50 years behind. And it wasn't like that. It was absolutely a super modern place. So it was great to be there. We start the show, I think, in January 1967. And that was a year contract. We travel by train. What an experience. Amazing. If you can think about a film like traveling in Africa with a steam train, because those years we traveled with a steam train. Unbelievable. It was like being in a film. And this train, of course, it didn't travel at very high speed, because I should think maybe 40, 50 kilometers an hour. And you saw all the beautiful nature. We went through the national park of South Africa, and you could see left and right all the animals. Absolutely amazing. In 1967, we finished the season with Boswell Wilkie Circus in South Africa and came back to Europe. We worked in Spain with the famous circus Atlas from the Hermanos Tonetti, which they were two wonderful clowns, very famous in the north of Spain, Madrid. And we did the season there for 8 months. After that, we went to Paris to do the famous television show in the old Cirque d'Hiver Bouglion, Piste Étoile. We finished that and we carry on working in Circus Karl Althoff for the season 68-69 in Germany. The public there in Germany was fantastic in those years. Absolutely. It was a pleasure to work. The response of the people was always so good. They absolutely respect the performer. Any kind. It didn't matter if you were fabulous or less talent. They still appreciate what you did. So that was a wonderful experience. After that, I split with my brother-in-law and start working with my brother. My brother is the clown Fumagalli. Through the years, we achieved to do many good work. Example, we did 4 times the great festival of Monaco, Monte Carlo. We had received a silver clown in the 39 festival. We got the gold clown. That was for us a great achievement after all the years that we worked together. We did also pantomime in the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin. We did opera, La Bohème in Italy. We did Goldilocks and the Three Bear in Toronto, in Canada, with famous actor Peter Blake. We worked with Michael Crawford. So it was a wonderful experience altogether to change, say, business, to change work. And you had a great experience of all of that. You learned from others. The theater is totally different, of course, of the circus. It's a different approach. But you learn in that sense. It was wonderful to work with these great actors, the timing. So at the end was not only about the work, it's about how to learn. When you do different things through the show business, you always learn every day. Great experience. Theater, panto, opera, movies. We did many things. My family, they are a great generation of clowns. My father, example, won in 1965 the festival of the famous clown Grock in Switzerland. And my cousins, they all work in movies in Rome. So it is an absolutely great experience to be able to work in many different branches of show business. What I can say about innovation in circus? Well, innovation has been there for years, because if I remember when we started, I mean, the circus those years and today, it's totally different, like everything else. If you look television, if you look gymnastic, what they do today in gymnastic is unbelievable. Which, if you saw it in the Olympic Games in Tokyo in 1960, they did maximum somersault with full twist in the floor. And what they're doing today is unbelievable. It's because the innovation and technique, of course, the way to turn a full twist is totally different than before. Football, if you look how great it is today, how fast, it's all physical. So the circus is also, in that way, the innovation. If we take Cirque du Soleil example, who did a big innovation. But to me, modern circus, that's a musical with circus artists, performer, more gymnast from the East Bloc. So if they put makeup on and things, you know, if somebody is not well, it can be replaced the next day. So this is the totally different, the innovation of circus, of course, a perfection in the show between light, sound, choreography, costume. For sure, it's a great show. But also, we don't forget the amount of money that is involved in producing a show, which the traditional circus didn't have that facilities. So you know yourself that with money you can achieve to do many different things. So this is all together after 68 years that I've been in this business. It was a terrific life. I enjoy, I met in this journey. It's like a train journey that people go down in a station and goes up the next one and so on. But it was a wonderful experience and I wouldn't change it for anything else. I'm at the moment, I live here in England, in Newport, Shropshire. We don't do nothing, of course, and don't need to go through why or the reason, because everybody knows the reason why we are not performing. But I really hope that soon enough we will be able to start again to do some shows in France or in Germany. And I'm looking forward to that, because my life is absolutely in the ring or in the stage with people, in front of people. It's great to have that feeling, the applause that you achieve something, that you entertain the people, that they laugh with you. Is absolutely great. I hope that everything will be turning more or less normal in the near future. My name is Darris Huesca Fumagalli. Take care, everybody, and keep safe.
Thank you for listening. Do join us for further Circus Futures European Circus Conversations. This podcast has been supported using public funding by Arts Council England and is lottery funded. Additional funding for Circus Futures activities has been provided by the Creative Europe programme of the European Union.